AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Midnight marked the start of 2026. It also marked the end of health subsidies for millions of Americans under the Affordable Care Act. There was no fix from Congress, which cemented higher costs. Democrats forced a 43-day government shutdown over the issue. Moderate Republicans called for a solution to save their 2026 political aspirations. President Trump floated a way out, only to back off after conservative backlash. Dozens of people are presumed dead in the Swiss Alps in a fire in a bar during a New Year's celebration. Samuel Rapp is a witness.
There were a lot of people at the entry trying to escape, and was full, and people was walking on everybody, you know, trying to escape. And a lot of people was screaming, trying to escape. And I saw a lot of people on the floor. And I think these people was dead.
An investigator in Switzerland says it's too early to determine the cause of the fire. More than 100 people were injured, most of them seriously injured. New York has a new mayor, Zoran Mamdani. He was sworn in at midnight in a decommissioned subway station.
Happy New Year to New Yorkers, both inside this tunnel and above. And I cannot wait to see everyone tomorrow as we begin our term. This is truly the honor and the privilege of a lifetime.
Mamdani will be sworn in again today in a more public ceremony. He's New York's youngest mayor, 34, the first Muslim mayor, its first of South Asian descent, and the first to be born in Africa. The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for gender-affirming care in federal health insurance programs. President Trump signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying increased tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for a year, citing ongoing trade talks. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Pope Leo opened 2026 with a plea for peace.
He's singling out, in particular, countries bloodied by conflict and families wounded by violence. Speaking to a crowd of thousands, the Pope said the new year is an open journey to be discovered. Thursday was Pope Leo XIV's first New Year's Day Mass since he was elected last spring. He then delivered a special noontime prayer from his studio overlooking the piazza, which was full of pilgrims and tourists on the bright, chilly day. He noted that January the 1st marks the Church's World Day of Peace and used the occasion to issue a prayer. He said, "Let us all pray together for peace, first among nations bloodied by conflict and suffering, but also within our homes, in families wounded by violence or pain." After a busy Christmas season, Leo has a few days of rest before he celebrates the Church's Epiphany holiday on January the 6th. I'm Karen Chemes.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.